Weiter in Shastra and Shavuos Daf Lama Gimel picking up the top of the page about a Mishnah. Zok Teilig Mishnah Mashpiani Aleichem. This guy comes and says, "I am placing upon you a swear that im lo savo seiduni, that if you don't come and testify for me, in other words, it's going to be bad news if you don't actually do it. Sheyesh li biad ploni, I have something in the possession of someone else. Four things. Bikadon, something I left by him. Sumasiad, which Rashi says is a loan. Hava. Vigazel, something that he stole from me. Vaveda, and a lost object that he found my Aveda. Shavua. And then the Edom say back, we swear. She'ein ani yodim l'cha edus. We do not know what in the world you're talking about. Ein chayev mila'achas. They're only going to be chayev for one thing. Even though they knew all those things, they're only going to be chayev for one, shavua. But if they say, we swear, she'en anu yodim, she'esh lecha biyad ploni, pikadu, sumasad, v'gazav aveda, then chayev b'kol achas v'achas, they're going to be chayev for each and every one of them. How about the following? Mashbi'ani aleichem. If he says, I swear upon him, but I swear upon you, I'm lo savov, so if you don't come and testify for me, she'esh li biyad ploni, that I have in the possession of someone, pikadon, chitin usa'arin v'kusman, a deposit of wheat, barley, and spelt. Shavua, she'en anu yodim. We swear we don't know in chayim el achas if they turned out to be lying. But shvush ain anu yodim lechaidus sheish lecha biyad ploni chiten esar nukusmin that chayim el achas ras is going to be chayim for each and every one of them. Yeah, next case, Mashbiani Aleichem, Im lo savo seiduni, don't come testify, sheish lebiad ploni, nezek, damage, and he owes me money for something that he damaged me with, or v'chatzi nezek, or chatzi nezek, or tashlumi keifel, he owes me a keifel for something that he stole, and it's clear. But the Shlomi Abba of a Chamisha or 4 and 5, if he end up shechting or selling it, v'sha'anas, ish ploni, is biti, or that so-and-so was ma'anis, Chasav Shalom, his daughter, Upita's Bita, or Viti, that seduced his daughter, Vishahi Kani Bini, or that my son hit me, Rashi says, Hakosh Ein Ba Chabura, Shenu Chayvel of Misa, not something that's a Chabura that's going to be Chayv Misa on. Shamaka Aviv Einu Chayv Elim Kirasabu Chabura, Vikavin Aleka Misa, Ika Maman Deboshes, is the embarrassment he owes, Vishachavel Bi Chavei, or my friend gave me some sort of chaval, some sort of wound. Rashi's mishum yomi kippurim nakut lei dafagav danesh karis chayev mama. Let's keep thinking. V'shehit like his gedish biyomi kippurim, or that he lit my stack of grain on fire in Yom Kippur. And if in any of these cases they falsely swear that they didn't know about it, hare'elu chayavin, they're going to be chayev to bring a karban because of shavuos ha'edus.
What happened if they bring a swear upon witnesses that they see some sort of thing that would be chayav a kenas? What's going to be the din in such a case? Are they going to be chayav for shvus eidus for a kenas? Not a question. The amar, because he says about somebody who admits guilt in the case of a kenas. Let the witnesses come and testify, right? If they come and testify, he's going to have to pay the penalty. According to this, if witnesses withhold it in the penalty case, there's no question they're going to be chayev. Ki debayelach, according to the question, libe der rabbanon, da'amei was saying, mod debekenas, someone who admits when it comes to kenas, da'akach bo edom, and then afterwards edom come along and they say that he's going to be chayev, pater, he's off the hook. According to this, somebody could ask whether the din of the shvuas edus applies to the case of penalties. So we're only in the world of the Rabbanon, is the Kasha. The Rabbanon, the Hasam, and the Chachamim there in the Machlokas of Kenas, Keman Svir Lahu, with who are they going, or they agreeing with? With who do they agree in this case of this single aid, in a regular case of Mammon? He says Rashi, that a Shas Parach Allah, the Habayi Rabbanon, the Hasam Pligi B'modu B'Kenas, they argue when it comes to B'modu B'Kenas, the Bayinan, the boy laha by libayu keman severe lahu beidach plukta. Who do they go like in the other machlokas? They fligu lael rabbanu verelazer ver shemem b'mashmei erechad. When one aid is involved, right? The rabbanon there in the case of the kenas, with who do they agree in the machlokas about a aid echad that comes in a regular case of monetary issues? Elaim k'rebi elazer rebi shemem dahacha. You want to say they agree with the Mishabba does it here, Haka Amar, but then we have a bit of a problem because he says, Davar Agorim the Mammon, something that can lead to Mammon, Kimomadam is considered like money. Testimony in a penalty case is clearly no less than something that can lead to it, so therefore even witnesses in a penalty case would certainly be Chayef for a false Shvua Sa'idus. Elik Rabbanim the Haka, the Amri, rather the question is in the world of, is only the Chachamim in the machlokas of the penalty, where they agree with the chachamim here, who say davar gorim l'mamon lav k'mamon dami, it's not considered like mamon. My, according to this, what's the law? What would be the din in the case of penalties? Kevin Dilamoda Miftah, since if he would admit guilt before the witnesses testify, he's going to be totally potter, then lav mamonaka kafar le. The witnesses are not viewed as denying things have to do with money, therefore they're going to be chayv. Well, then we say, hash to me, alo odi. Since now, at the time they're denying, he didn't yet admit that he's guilty, and therefore the testimony would have been mechayvim to pay the money, therefore they should be chayev. So which one is it? Claudia says the Gemara, Toshima, Mashbia ani aleichem. Let's take a look from our Mishnah. It says, Mashbia ani aleichem im lo savo usi yidun, if you don't come and testify for me, sheshu biyad poloni nezik v'chatzi nezik v'ho chatzi nezik kenasahu. Nezik v'chatzi nezik, and chatzi nezik is a kenas. So clearly it's telling you that the Edom are going to be chayev for a lie. I'm sure say this even by a case of kenas. But the Gemara, command the Amar, we can see the Mishnah is going like the one that says, Pagan is niska mamona. That half chatzin nezek is considered mamon. It's not considered a knas. It's considered mamon. Says Gemara, honey, chelaman damar pagadim's got mamon. It works well with him, but chelaman damar kenasa says knas. Me glamer. What are you going to say now? How can you say, you know, get out of the idea that we said that our mishnah is proving that witnesses are going to be chayav for a lie when it comes to us edus, even when it comes to a penalty? Says Gemara, bechatzin nezek tsroros. No, the Gemara is saying that the Mishnah is talking about a special case of Chetzi Nezek. It's Chetzi Nezek Tsuroro, back to Mavakamades. The Hilchas of Gemirlo, because that is a Hilchas of Lucha Moshe Misinai, Dimamonahu, that is actually considered Mamon. So we don't have an answer yet about the case of Kenaz. Toshima, let's try again. Tashlum, Ekefa. Let's say he said he claimed a double payment that the witnesses are going to be Chayev, but a double payment is a kenas, right? And the is one of those things mentioned. It's also mishum karna. The chayav only because of the karen, which is included in the double payment, right? One half of the double payment is compensation for the actual stolen object. And that is clearly compensation. It's only the second half that's considered the kenas. So therefore, because of the kenas, of the karen, that's what's going to be chayav. What about dal hay? That's those are kenasos. For the gemara mishum karna, here also it's talking about karen, which is included, then the kenas is extended. So therefore, you can do it on the karen part, but not on the kenas. It just comes along with it. Shana sees Poloni Upita as BT. What about the case he says that he raped or seduced a daughter? They're going to be chayv, but we know this is also a case of kenas. But the Gemara, Mishum Boshes of Pagam, they're chayv only because of the payments of Boshes embarrassing and Pagam and the value going down, which are not considered kenas. Says Gemara, Michael Mashmalon. If that's true, then what's the Tana teaching us? Kulu Mamonahu. The entire Mishnah is talking about Mamon. Therefore, it would have been enough for the Mishnah to just say one or two cases. Why is it saying all of them are saying it's Mamon? No, Reisha Chada Kamash Malon, Sefer Chada Kamash Malon. The first part of the Mishnah is teaching us one thing, the Sefer one thing. Reisha Chada Kamash Malon, the Chatzin Ezekseros Mamonahu. The Chatzin Ezekseros is called Mamon. And then once you mention that, there's other cases where it doesn't equal the amount of the damage. Sefer Chadakamash Malon, that v'shehid likas g'dish v'yom kippurim, when the Mishnah teaches the witness that are going to be chayav for a case where they said that he ignited my stack of grain yom kippur lafukim, I was coming to exclude lafukim into Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana. The Tanya will look to the Brisa, Bechuna ben Akana, Yossi, Yom Kippur, Yom Kishabbos, Tashlum, and he made Yom Kippur like Shabbos in reference to Tashlum and in reference to payments. Ma Shabbos, just like someone who goes against Shabbos is not going to become a Chayiv to have to pay at that time. So too, and so Yom Kippur is not going to be Chayiv cash money at the same time, right at that time. And what she's telling us that one who ignites a stack of grain, Yom Kippur has to pay the owner in order to show that it does not accept Bechuna ben Akana's shtickle over there. Toshima, oh yeah. Let's try again. Mashpia ni aleichem. Let's say I make the person swear. Im lo savo usidun, if you don't come and testify, beep, turn the page. Let me go to the page. Shahotzi ish ploni shem ra abiti. That so and so was said the shem ra. Motzi shem ra on the daughter. They falsely swore they didn't know about it. Chayev, they're going to be chayev to bring a carbon. Hoda mipiaso pater. If the one who's accused admitted on his own accord, he's not going to be chayiv to pay the 100 shekel fine of Motzi Shemra. Since this is a kenas, this basis proves that witnesses are going to be chayiv for a lie of a shvuas eidos, even in the case of kenas.
Says Gemara, Hamani, you know who's that going like? Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Shimoni. That's Rabbi Shimon Damar, who said, reference to someone admitted guilt in a case of Kenas, Yavo Eidim Ve'idu, let the witnesses come. He testified, meaning even after one admits the guilt in a case of penalty, he can be rendered chayiv by the witnesses who testify against him. Like we said earlier, this is not relevant even according to, it's not relevant according to Rabbi Lazar. Ema Seifa says, remember, look at the Seifa. Hoda me'atzma pater. If he admitted guilt on his own, he's going to be pater. Since the price it doesn't say not like that, it seems to me that he's not chayiv, even if witnesses after testified against him. But the Gemara, Asan l'Rabbanan, therefore, ends in this part of the Braisa, we come to the conclusion of the Rabbanan who argued with Belazar. So how can you say that the Braisa goes according to Belazar? But the Gemara, Kula Belazar, Rabbi Shimoni. All of it's Rabbi Shimon, Balchikam, as it means to say. This is what it means to say. First, it says the law that witnesses are going to be chayav for lying of Shmos Eidos by a case of Motzi Shema. And then it explains, it's not found that somebody by a kenas admits on his own that he's not going to be chayav, except for there's no edim at all. Then he admitted on his own. But if there were to be edim that would testify against him, even after he admitted, he's going to be chayav, which proves that a kenas is the same as a regular case of mammon. Therefore, edim are going to be chayav for shvus eidos if they lie in the case of penalty, just like they are when it comes to cash money. On to the next Eligah Mishnah. Mashmi ani aleichem. If this guy goes, is tovea, he's clean, he says to two edim, I am placing upon you a shvuam, lo savova, sayidu, shiny coin. If you don't come and testify that I am a coin. Rashi says, well, let's first read it. I'm a coin. Shiny levi, I'm a levi. Shiny ben grusha, that I'm not a ben grusha, the son of a divorced woman who got married to a coin. And then I came about. Shiny ben chalutza, or the same situation, but a ben chalutza. She's plenty coin, or that so-and-so is a coin, right, to testify about a person he's a coin, or she's plenty levi, or she'eno ben grusha, she'eno ben chalutza, she'anas ish plenty is bito, pita's pita's bito, or that so-and-so was ma'anes, his daughter, or seduced his daughter, meaning about somebody else did it to this person's daughter, it's in the chai of the 50 shekel, v'shechavel bi b'ni, or that my son wounded me. Right, again, if you have a wound, at least a bruise or blood, then it's going to be chayv misa. She says, chaval hi chabura is a chabura. Or v'shechaval bi chaveri, or that my friend, that my neighbor wounded me. Shehid l'kiddush b'shabbos, so that he lit a thing on Shabbos. If any of these cases, the witnesses, they lie, right, they don't know. All of them are potter. Says Rashi right in the beginning of the Mishnah, because in Mefarish B'Gemar, she'ena inyan midaber ella b'kfiras mammon. The only thing would be if it's kofar and mammon. All these cases end up being things that are not necessarily going to be mammon. Says the Gemara, taima. Right, says if somebody makes him go and swear that someone's was a kohen, and then the witness is not going to be chayav for lying over there. The reason is, time of the Ish Ploni Kohen, is that they said to testify this person is a Kohen, the Ish Ploni Levi. Ha-mane le-ploni be-ad-ploni. Those things have nothing to do with money, therefore it's not chiyav. But ha-money, mane le-ploni be-ad-ploni, if it would be talking about that there's money in this area, then chayav, they're going to be chayav. So we see that the Shavuos Eidos is even where the witnesses were asked to testify with someone other than the person himself, Hakatani Seifa, but then the last part of Mishnah says, Achi Yishmu Mipia Tovea, witness is not going to be chayav for Shavuos Eidos unless you hear from the mouth of the claimant himself. They have to testify for him. Amar Shmuel, Baba, Bahar Shah. Mishnah is talking about someone who comes with the power of attorney. Therefore, it's included. Rashi says, Shemineo Petropas Silkach. Hilkach, E Tvias Mamon He. Have a mechayev. If it's going to be doing talking about money, that's going to be chayev because he's made as an apachapas. I frak the gemara v'ha'amri nahardoi, but the nahardoians say lo kesvinan orkisa amitaltele. We don't write a orkisa, this power of attorney, on something to do with mitaltelin for movable properties. Says the Gemara, Hani Mili, when is that true? Hecha de Kafri, where the defendant had denied the claim of a little Kafri, if it isn't denied, then Kasfina, we're able to add a power of attorney, even when it comes to Metalta. The Mishnah is talking about the case where the defendant didn't deny it. Tani Rabbanan, Minayin Shein HaKosuv Midaber Ela B'Tfiyas Mamon. How do we know that the Torah is only talking about B'Tfiyas Mamon? Rashi says the Shmias call Midaber Ella Medaber sorry. Minayin Shein HaKosuv the Shmias called Medaber Ella Be'edus Tfiyas Mamon. How do you say anything with this Mamon? Rabbanan Zamra Namakan, it says Oin. It says over here that the word O, like O Ra, O Yada, it says Oin, it's the word O twice. O Ra, O Yada, says Rashi. And Emre Lahalan Oin, it says over there also Oin, and that is Bishus Abikadam, Abikadam, Obisumus Yad, Obigazel, Obel Asek. It says the same Lashon over there. Malahalan in Abadabra, Labatvias Maman, something with Maman, Afghan in Abadabra, Labatvias Maman, here too is all I'm talking about. It talks about Tvias Maman. Says the Gemara, hold on a second, Oin der Ritzach Yuchichu, but what about the Oin when it comes to Ritzach, to a murderer? O Hishlech Alav Bitzidia, O Ve'eva Yiko, which over there, Shehein Oin, Umidabin Shalom Tzvias Mamon, this is talking about things that don't have to do with anything to do with Tzvias Mamon. So also, something that doesn't have Tzvias Mamon also should be included as well. Says the Gemara, Don Oin Shiyeshi Moin Shavua, we compare Oin that has a shvuah with it, mi Oin sheish mei mishmua, imayim shvuah, v'ayu chichua Oin du'rtzech, na b'na b'rtzech, sheina ole imayim shvuah, because it's not there, they are not mentioned with a shvuah. It's like the Gemara, Oin de sota yochichu. What do you mean? The O is of the sota, right? It says, O avad alav ruach kina, O avar alav kina, O isha sher tavar alav ruach kina, that chain Oin, you have the O's over there. V'yeshua and Shua, you have a Shua over there. Umedabrim shalom b'tvias mamon. But they're talking about somebody who has nothing to do with mamon. They don't do with cash, even without money. So the Gemara, done in Oin, sheishim Oin Shua, v'eini mayim coin, which doesn't have a coin with it, v'im me Oin sheishim Oin Shua, v'eini mayim coin, doesn't have a coin to do with it. V'alchich Oin d'rotzeach, nothing to do with the rotzeach, the murderer. Sheini Moin Shavua, they don't have a Shavua. Vayuchicha Oin Desota, Shafa Pishri Shemon Shavua, Yishmon Kohen, there's a coin that's involved there. There for no Sheikhas. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Vahaya Kiyasham La'achas Me'elu, the Pasuk says in reference to the Shavua Seidos, when one shall become guilty in regard to one of these matters, when it says v'chivayach yesham le'achatz me'ela, like of these one, it's limiting yesh me'elu shu'chayev, which means there are some of these shvus haters the person is going to be chayev. Yesh me'elu shu'pater, somebody going to be pater. Hakei, that doesn't make sense. Tavo b'mamon, in a case where this has to do with money, chayev. Tavo acher, but in a case with something else, when it's not money, pater, they're going to be pater. Okay, another thing we learn now, basically, it says, by Shavuos Eidos, the who aid, O Ra, O Yada, and he is a witness, he either saw or he knew, right? Seeing and knowing, but Eidos HaMiskayemes, it's in reference to Eidos, it's testimony that can be established, Beria below Yudia, through sight without knowledge, right? The witness testify only that they saw an act. They don't know the nature of the act or the people involved. Will be diabloria or through knowledge without sight. They knew someone is going to be chayev to a certain chiyev, but they didn't see the act that created the chiyev. Hakasam adaber, that's what it's talking about. So it comes out, therefore, that the pasuk refers only to testimony and money, because in such a case it can be established to either sight or sight alone or knowledge alone. Re'ia below yudia case. How do you have that work out? What's the case of seeing without knowledge? Mane manisi lach. Let's say one says to another, I dealt money to you, and bifne ploni ploni, in front of so-and-so, yavo ploni ploni v'yadu. And the other one says, if so, then let ploni come along, come, show up, and testify that you gave the money, and I'm going to pay you back. Zui re'ia b'lo yudia. This is talking about a case of sight without knowledge. The witnesses don't know the money is giving the loan. The defendant is going to be chayav because he claimed that he had never received the money from the person. Therefore, when the witnesses testify he did not receive it, he's considered a liar. And therefore, he can't now claim that the money was a gift or the repayment of a loan. Yudia b'lo ri'ia, okay, said, how you case if yudia b'lo ri'ia? I know without seeing. Mana hodi sab li b'fnei ponu ponu. Someone says now that you admitted to me in front of so-and-so that you owe me a money.
I said, it's Yediyah. Yevo, plenty of Yedus. Let the other one says, let someone still come and testify. There's no Re'iyah over there. And they'll pay you back. Kazu Yediyah, below Re'iyah. This is knowledge without Re'iyah. Okay, my friends, there's more to learn out from this. We're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.